You're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm Peter Payette, sitting in for David Castleman today. Tall Ships America will return to the Great Lakes this summer. The Tall Ships Challenge will visit every lake and will include stops in Bay City, Chicago, and Green Bay. Erin Short is the manager of the event. She says there will be about 20 ships in the fleet, and that includes two this year from Europe.
They're actually two very different-looking vessels. One is called El Galeón Andalucía, and she is a Spanish galleon. Very unique-looking. She is. She sits very high out of the water. When you think of a tall ship, this is one that comes to mind, with a crow's nest and everything like that, and the raised decks. She's very cool to look at. She looks amazing on the dock. The crew and the captains could not be more hospitable. She's just a really cool vessel. We worked with her in 2015 last summer on the Atlantic coast, and they were just a pleasure to work with. The other vessel we have is from Norway. We call her the Viking ship, but her name is, in English, it's Dragon Harald Fairhair. And she is Norwegian flagged. She is kind of the complete opposite of El Galeón in that she sits very low to the water. Her freeboard is only about 2.5 feet or so. And she's all open. She has one big red silk sail. And the crew numbers, I'm actually not too sure, I think like 35, and they all sleep outside on deck. So as a Norwegian ship, you can imagine that they're very hardy people. And they have oars as well. So they do sail, and then they also do row the vessel.
So in mid-July, the ships will be in Bay City, and then there will hopefully be a race from Bay City up into the Straits, maybe ending at Drummond Island. Why or why not would there be a race, and what would that look like?
We race in all sorts of weather. There wouldn't be a race if there was no wind, which has happened before. So we don't take that very lightly at all. But we are planning to have a race. And it's a great way for the ships to, for the ship and the crew to show off their sail handling skills. And it also promotes a lot of healthy competition among the fleet. The crew gets really into it. It's something that they take a lot of pride in. And we do award ceremonies in all the finish ports. It's not like the America's Cup. It's a little bit different in that if you've ever seen the America's Cup start, all the vessels are just right side by each. You know, they're right next to each other, and they're all jostling at the start line. But these vessels are a little bit bigger, a little bit less maneuverable. So we have a longer start line, and the start's a little bit slower. So it is a little bit different that way. But spectators are welcome to come to the start line in Bay City. In the past, it's been off of Tawas Point. It is a late start because it takes the ships a while to get out of Bay City and through Saginaw Bay. So it's probably going to be a 7 or 7:30 start July. I can actually give you the date. July 18th, Monday, July 18th, probably at 7:30 at night. But we'll make an announcement about that. Unfortunately, you wouldn't be able to see them at the at the finish line. I'm getting over a cold. I apologize. Because they all finish at different times.
Is that to say the race is not very competitive?
No, actually, the ships do have a handicap rating because all of their rigs are different. So, in order to make it more fair, we do handicap the vessels.
So, once they're done racing on Lake Huron, then they'll be making their way down Lake Michigan to Chicago. What do they do in that week or so in between?
So they are sail training vessels, so a lot of them will have programming on board. So they'll have trainees and passengers on board. And the general public can sail aboard the vessels from one port to another. And the ships will advertise that opportunity on their websites. So once the ships are announced, you can actually go to their websites and you can inquire to see if they have any spots available. And they usually do, so what they'll do is they'll sail. That's what they do, and that's what they do best. So they may stop. They may make some unscheduled stops just overnight, or they may just sail for the entire week. I think either one is either one is fine. Yeah.
And the last time your fleet was on the Great Lakes was 2013. Where have these ships been sailing in the summer since?
In 2014, we had the Tall Ships Challenge on the Pacific Coast in Southern California. None of the ships that are in the Great Lakes this season were in California in 2014, unfortunately. We have a whole other fleet of vessels in Southern California. And then last summer in 2015, they were on the Atlantic Coast. They were in Cape Charles, Virginia, Philadelphia, and Camden on both sides of the river, and then in Greenport, New York on Long Island, and they finished up in Portland, Oregon. So several of the ships that we're in our Atlantic fleet will be in the Great Lakes this summer as well.
Okay, Erin, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.